Francesca Gino is a behavioral economist who teaches at Harvard Business School. Behavioral economists use ideas from psychology to study how people make economic choices. Gino says she's found the behavior of many notable cheaters to be fascinating, and it got her wondering why so many creative people seem to take the low road.
Interestingly, there are actually a lot of examples in the literature or in novels or in movies and comic books about this idea of the evil genius, but really no empirical evidence for this relationship.
So Gino spent several years testing volunteers to see how creative they were. Then she put them in situations where they could profit from cheating, where just bending the rules a little bit could put a few extra dollars in their pockets.
What we find is that that creativity leads people to be more morally flexible, so they're much more able to come up with justification for the behavior that they're about to engage in, and as a result, they're more likely to cheat.
But where cheating really matters is in the workplace. And in a competitive, global economy, innovation and creativity are particularly prized. Gino studied people at work and says she found that fostering creativity in workers also opens up opportunities for that moral flexibility, where people are tempted to bend the rules in their favor.
We think that creativity really helps people resolve this conflict between something that is more longer term, which is the idea of being good and moral, and then something that is more short term and is the idea of advancing your own self-interest. And that not necessarily means getting money out of cheating, but it could also be getting other types of pleasures or utilities.
Such as cheating on your spouse. So, in short, Gino says her study is a warning that creativity has a dark side.
So, it's not that we're trying to say that people shouldn't be creative. What we're trying to say is that they should be creative, but they should be thinking about the fact that their creativity can be used for the wrong reasons.
Francesca Gino's research is published in a recent issue of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.